Right. I'm here this morning for the year of the horse. Chinese New Year is on 31st January, and we are just about 2 weeks or more before Chinese New Year dawns upon us. This is the year of the horse. The horse is going to gallop in, and the first assembly is galloping into is Butterworth Gospel Hall. And after that, we shall go on to Sungai Ara Gospel Hall, and then on to Allen Glades Gospel Center, and after that, on the 2nd February, Burmah Road Gospel Hall, and finally to the Chinese Assembly at Burmah Road as well. Now, this study on the horse is a repeat of a message that was given in 1978. That will be 36 years ago. That was my first study on the year of the horse. But this is the first time that this study is given on PowerPoint, so that you have pictures to accompany this study. Before, it was just speaking and notes and nothing else. And because I have a lot to show you and to speak on, I may not have time to turn to all the Bible references. I will show you later on at the end my website where you can access, and then if you want to copy down the notes, there will be a separate outline of the notes on the website so that you can copy down the outline if you want to. So, in the meanwhile, just pay attention. You need not have to copy their notes because the notes are on the website. Now, first of all, very quickly, the significance of the horse year. The horse in history. The horse played a very important role in history, especially in warfare. The Mongols used the horses to battle with their enemies, and you would know the Mongols would come from Mongolia, northwest of China. Then the Great Wall of China, that famous Great Wall of China, one of the wonders of the world, you know, was built. But why was it constructed? It was built to keep away enemies who would attack China on horses. So, talking about the Great Wall of China, I was privileged to be able to go there, see for myself last year, and was able even to walk to the 11th level of the Great Wall of China. I don't have a certificate to show, but I did go there. Then Alexander the Great in history conquered the world, sort of, at his time, also on horses. So horses play a very important part in history. Then we have the horse in horoscope and astrology. We have every Chinese New Year an animal associated with the celebration. This year is the year of the horse. It is taken from the horoscope. Now, some of you have been reading horoscopes, which I advise you not to. And I'll give you the reasons why later on. Now, for example, the horoscope of the astrology today will say that if a person is born in the year of the horse, then he is popular, cheerful, skillful with money, wise, talented, good with their hands, sometimes talk too much, have a weakness for members of the opposite sex, impatient and hot-blooded about everything except the daily work, lazy to do the daily work, like entertainment and large crowds, very independent and rarely listen to advice, and most compatible, well, find a husband or a wife from one who is a tiger, a dog or a sheep. Now, these are things that need not have to apply for a person born in the year of the horse. I don't want to ask you how many of you are born in the year of the horse, especially the ladies, because if you Put up your hand, I know how old you are already. And you do not want to tell me how old you are, so I pretend not to know. But you will find that these traits and characteristics also apply to anybody. To anybody. So, horoscopes are not true. Do not depend on horoscopes to govern your life. Now, this is a horoscope depicting the 12 animals in the cycle of the Chinese year. It is ranked number 7 Alright, never mind. It's ranked number 7 among the 12 animals in Chinese astrology, and the horse is viewed as a symbol of bravery and strength. Traits such as intelligence, endurance, speed, and perseverance are associated with the horse. Again, you see, horoscopes and astrology do not tell us much. They tell us something about so-called things to come upon us this year. But we should not depend upon all this. The Star Paper every day comes up with horoscopes. I hope you don't read them, because they are all nonsense. Alright? What has the scripture to say about horoscopes? Now, definitely, the scripture is against horoscopes and against spiritism. Now, for example, in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 9 to 14, we read that the Bible condemns spiritism and also specifies 9 special branches in spiritism. For example, like walking through fire, like consulting the medium, like, for example, fortune telling. All these things are condemned. Now, I have no time to turn to the references, but it will be interesting for you to read them. 9 of them are specified there. In contrast, Deuteronomy chapter 18 also tells you about a prophet that should come. And that prophet tells the truth. Whereas all these other things, as they seek to tell you about fortune to this year or years to come, consulting the dead and so on, they are not true. Whereas the prophet that would come and that would be anticipating the Lord Jesus Christ, he would be telling the truth because he is the truth. Then Deuteronomy 18, 20 to 22, we are given the standard. How do you know the true prophet from the false prophet? Whatever the true prophet says will come to pass. False prophets will not. And that's how we know. And we know that many of the things that have been said by astrologers and through the horoscopes, many of them do not come to pass. And at most they can tell you just a few years ahead. Whereas our Lord Jesus Christ, through the scriptures, has told us of events that would happen thousands of years ahead. And so you see, we must not go for all these astrological revelations, so-called, but we must go to the Word of God for the truth. Right. Now, the symbols of the horse. The horse in astrology, now the horse in biblical imagery. What does the Bible teach about the horse? How does it picture the horse? The horse is a symbol of speed. Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 16 says, "But you said, no, for we will flee upon horses, therefore shall you flee. And we will ride upon the swift, therefore shall they that pursue you be swift." So, a characteristic common with horses is that the horse is swift. And therefore, people rely on the horse because it is speedy. Second thing, because people think that the horse has strong and is safe. And that's why we read in Psalm 33, 17, "A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Don't trust him, to be saved. The Lord is the one that we must trust as we face this new year. Now, this is just a quick glance for you who want to do a Bible study on the horse. The word horse is found at least 144 times in the Bible. Horse, singular. The first one in Genesis 49:17, and the last one in Revelation 19:27, divided accordingly: 43 occurrences in 41 verses, first and last in Old Testament, Genesis 49:17, Zechariah 14:15, New Testament, Revelation 6:2, 19:21, horses, 111 occurrences. Together you will have 154 verses of the word horse or horses. Now, this is just a Bible study for those who are interested, so I will just go through very quickly. If you want the references, you can go to my website later on. Now, the origin. The Jews would probably obtain their horses from Egypt. And we know, for example, the Canaanites who were driven out of Canaan for the Jews to come to occupy Israel, they before then had horses, as we read in Joshua chapter 17 and verse 16. Right. They were used, horses mainly were used especially for military warfare. And you find that in history, horses were used, as I had quoted them to you just now earlier. Now, in Deuteronomy chapter 17 and verse 16, the king who would come was told not to multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, to the end that he may multiply horses. A king in Israel must not multiply horses. And this became a weak point in the history of Israel, when kings would rely upon horses rather than upon the Lord. Horses also were the property of kings and not of the common people. Horses were given by Egyptians, for example, to Joseph, who was the prime minister then during the time of the famine, for bread, so that they could have grain to eat during that time of famine. Right. Now, we start our study on the horse. That was just an introduction. First point that I would like to pass on to you: be not like the horse, though a horse is speedy. Psalm 32:9, Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 6. Though a horse is speedy, don't trust the horse. It is used of a people quick to do their own thing. Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 6, we read, "Everyone turned to his horse as the horse rushed to battle." When you behave in that way, you refuse to consider the things of God, but you make quick decisions. You rush into the things that you want to do quickly without taking in consideration God's will. You are like a horse. These people were like horses. They refused to obey God's word. For example, we read in Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 23 and 24. "But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice. Obey my voice." But we read, "They hearken not, nor incline their ear." They refused to walk in God's ways. Chapter 7, verse 23 and 24. And we read, "They walk in all the ways that I have commanded you," that they must walk in all the ways that I have commanded you. "But instead, they walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart." And God complained. God said, "Follow me, so that they might be well, that it may be well unto you." But instead, they went backward and not forward. And so you find that Israel was a very sore point in the program that God had for them. They disobeyed God. And let's hope that in this year of the horse, we as Christians, as we relate to God, we will not go against God in disobeying Him, not walking in His ways, and not doing the things which He would have us to do so that we might be well. It's interesting to take the word, to note the word well. It says there that it may be well unto you. And this is my wish for all of you for this Chinese New Year. That it may be well. What is well? Well in Hebrew comes from a root word which means to make well, to be sound, to be beautiful, to be happy, successful and right. And this is my wish, that this year of the horse, all of us here will be well. And we will be happy. And I take the opportunity to wish all of you a happy and prosperous, successful Chinese New Year. Wish you well. But that's the first point. The second point is that this word horse is used of people not quickened to the signs of the times. Now, not quickened means not aware, not alive to the signs of the times. And this probably was given, a complaint that was given over 2,000 years ago. But it's still relevant today, that many of us are not quickened or aware of the times that are occurring in our circumstances. For example, we read in Jeremiah 8:16, the snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones. For they are come and have devoured the land and all that is in it, the city and those that dwell therein. And so we find the horses are coming. The horses are coming, but we are not aware. And the prophet warned Israel, the horses are coming from Babylon. They are coming and they will be attacking you. But they did not bother. And today we also know the horses are coming. There are signs that these horses are coming and danger is near. But many of us Christians are not quickened to the signs of these times. What are they? The horses are coming. First one. And I saw and behold a white horse. That will be John. In his vision in Revelation chapter 6, 2-8, he saw a white horse, and he that sat on him and a bow had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Here was one horseman riding on a white horse with a bow, but no arrow, no arrow. What does that signify? It signifies that the white horse, sorry, I should have given you that, right? He sat on him and had a bow and a crown was given unto him and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Now, this would mean that this person that will be coming or this circumstance that would come upon us would be one of peace. There would be the idea of peace coming upon us. No arrow, but just a bow. And then he would conquer and conquer. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. And that's what it is today. We hear a lot of peace, peace, peace everywhere. The White House of Peace is coming in peaceful conquest. We hear a lot of talk today in this world. Peace, peace, but no peace. And we hear a lot of talk too on democratic government. People, people, people's rights and people's liberty and all about people, the right, yeah. That is a coronation of the people. But soon, this period will pass. And John saw another horse. This was a red horse with a sword. Power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth and that they should kill one another. And there was given to him a great sword. Soon, that peace that would dawn would be taken away and there would be bloodshed. Because red would signify blood, the power to take away peace and the power to kill people. And isn't it true today? There was a time a few years ago there was talk of peace, and that's why the United Nations were set up. Peace. There will be no more world war after the Second World War. Peace, peace. But today we find that there peace has been taken away and there's bloodshed everywhere. You find people killing one another in the world today. These are signs that we must be aware of. And these are the statements of a true prophet, because they were said thousands of years before happening. Third horse coming, I saw row a black horse, and he that sat on him had a pair of balancers in his hand. A black horse. What does it signify, that black horse? The black horse is a picture of poverty and famine. There will be people, although there is so much prosperity around us, so much resources, yet there will be famine. People will be famished, and we find in Africa, you find in many places where people are dying because of poverty. One denarius for a measure of wheat and so on. What is one denarius? A denarius is a day's wage. For one day, a person will be paid a denarius. You can earn one day, and that pay will not be enough even for you to buy any food. And this is what is coming on today, and we find that in our country, Malaysia today, this is the great problem. High cost of living, inflation has gone up, and everything in price has gone up. We find that there is a demand for minimum pay, but even with that minimum pay, it is not enough for us to buy food. And so this is a sign that we need to realize. Finally, there is a fourth horse. Behold, a pale horse, and his name is set on him was dead, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth. This will be the final one, when we find that actually death and Hades will come in. Many people will die as a result of the famine, and we will find that the fourth part of the earth will also be affected. Environment will be affected. And today we find tremendous occurrences of environmental happenings in the world, whether it be tsunami or earthquake or the destruction, natural destruction, landslide and so on, all over the world. Now, why is this sudden appearance of all these natural phenomena? Because the horses are coming. The horses are coming, and we need to beware of them. Right. The pale horse speaks of pestilence and perdition that is coming. People die from battles, hunger and plagues. People die from beasts and pestilence, death and perdition follow. And this is what's happening today. We find that droughts and pestilence and plague, they are very common. So we need to really be careful that we today take heed to these signs to warn us. Right. Be not like a horse, though a horse is speedy. Don't be like a horse. If you are born in the year of the horse, well, that's that. But you don't have to behave like that horse. Youth of a people quick to do their own thing. As we have found out, they disobey God. They walk in their own ways. Youth of a people not quickened to the signs of the times. The horses are coming, but they are not aware of. They don't bother. It's also youth of God's people who must be quick to know the times and the seasons. Now, we must know that these are signs that are coming. We are very near to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore, we need to behave. We need to take cognizance of the coming of the Lord and react accordingly. Right. For now, it is high time to awake out of our sleep. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 to 7, the Lord prophesied that these times were coming, but the disciples were not sure what it was all about, that the kingdom would come. So they asked the Lord, when is the kingdom coming? And the Lord said, it is high time it is not for you to know the times or the seasons. In other words, the word times means chronos. It's a Greek chronos. It means the ordinary time. Whereas seasons would be kairos, when God would intervene and break into time. Today, time passes by. But the time is coming when the Lord will come in and intervene with the passing of time. And that's when we have kairos. And so we need to be aware of all this. But to the disciples, they will not know of it. But to us, we know, because we have the signs of the times. The horses are coming. Therefore, we need to redeem the time. For the days are evil. We need to rise up to the times. It's high time to awake out of our sleep and not be complacent anymore. To realize that now is the time, now is the day of salvation, because Jesus Christ is coming very, very soon. Right. So be not like a horse, though a horse is speedy. Believe not in a horse, though a horse is strong. That is the second point now that we're coming to. Negatively, our strength will fail without God. Be it found in chariots and their multitude. Now, Isaiah chapter 31, verse 1. Alright. If you read the chapter, trust not in horses, trust not in chariots. Horses pull the chariots, men ride on the chariots, and then we think that we can rely on the horses and chariots. And God says, don't trust in chariots, in their multitude, not in horses, because they are many, Isaiah 31:1, or in horsemen and their might. Without God, they will fall miserably. God has His own majestic horses and chariots of fire. In other words, don't depend on these material resources to help us live, to help us go on in this year of the horse. Let us trust God. Now, you remember Elijah's servant. One day, he woke up early in the morning and he saw the Syrians surrounding their encampment. And he was so afraid. And Elijah told his servant, do not be afraid. For those that are with us are more than those that are against us. And he asked the Lord to open the eyes of his servant. And when the eyes of his servant were opened, he saw multitudes of horses and chariots surrounding the whole place. So let us trust the Lord. That sometimes we are in problems, like for example today we know there is a lot of problem, especially against Christians. Well, we need to pray. We need to pray, and we need to support those who are in the front line. The horses are coming. The evil horses are coming. And they are attacking us. They are threatening us. So we need to be aware and ask God to provide His horses and His chariots to surround us with a wall of fire, that we may not fall prey to these coming horses. Right. So, positively, our strength should focus on God. Psalm 27. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. Don't trust in chariots. Not definitely, because these chariots are material props. We look at the material things that we have and we think that they are the one to sustain us. Don't trust in material props. Don't trust in natural powers, horses. They are the natural powers of people. Well, don't trust them, but we must trust in God's supernatural and powerful name. Remember His name. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Let us not feel the name of the Lord who leads us on in this battle of life. Let His name be the watchword for the new year and the word of our life. Let us seek to glorify His name, to uplift His name. Let us seek to maintain that name and not bring dishonor to the name of the Lord God Himself. Right. remember his name. When the path before us, this year 2014, and this Chinese New Year that is coming, remember his name when the path before us is dark. His name is our deliverance. Psalm chapter 20, verse 7. Although the place that the journey is hard, remember his name is our defense. Psalm chapter 20 and verse 1. Look up all these verses when you have time, because I have no time to return to these verses. When the way is good, also remember his name. It is our delight. Psalm chapter 20 is a very important chapter. The whole chapter is very, very great encouragement to us who are Christians. Rejoice in God in times of prosperity, chapter 20, verse 5. Rejoice on God in times of adversity, chapter 20 and verse 7. So, we do not know what this new year will bring to us. But let us trust God. Let us believe in his name. Let us proceed forth. Remember God for time and eternity. So, we have covered two areas. Negatively, our strength will fail without God. Positively, our strength should focus on God. Affirmatively, let our strength be in faith, trusting God. Let us trust God all the time. We do not know what the future will bring, especially during this time and during this period when there are so many uncertain things that are coming our way, and even in not only in our life, but to our country and to our community and to our faith in the Lord. There are so many things that are uncertain. Let us trust the Lord. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. We are a small population in this country. We cannot trust, we cannot depend upon our community alone. We have got to trust on the Lord to fight our case and to fight our cause. And indeed, all of us know at the injustice and the unfairness that has been thrown at us with regard to our faith, with regard to our trust in the Lord, with regard to our Bible, our book, and even the name of God. That is very important. And that's why the name of God is so important, that it is the name of God that will prevail and that will help us through during this very, very difficult period. Let us trust the name of our God. God's strength is superior to any might. No matter how the enemy will attack us, let us trust the Lord. Hosea chapter 1 verse 7, it says that we don't trust in horses, we don't trust in bulls, we don't trust in many of these military might, but we trust in God. God's Spirit is supreme over any might. Zechariah chapter 4 verses 6 and 7. It is not by might nor by power, but it is by Spirit, by my Spirit, saith the Lord. So it is not by might, the multitude of horses. So it is not a matter of gathering together hundreds and thousands of people to support us. It is not by the power, by all the legal resources at our disposal. All these may fail us. They are good in a way as instruments to fight against perhaps the government or the enemy, whatever it may be. But it is still God who must be behind all these things. So let us trust God that he is still in control. But by my Spirit, says the mighty Lord of hosts. So during this very critical period, especially this month, January, when important decisions are going to be made, not only by the leaders of the government, but also by the judges and so on, let us pray that the Lord will control the thinking, the decisions made by these leaders, that they will not go against the Lord and his judgments. Right, so be not like a horse, though a horse is speedy. Believe not in a horse, though a horse is strong. behave not like a horse. That's the third thing. Why? Because a horse is stubborn. Behave not like a horse. Psalm chapter 32 verse 9. For example, it needs the whip for control. Sometimes we Christians have to understand this, that we need the whip to control us. Today, you find that children grow up without the whip, or may I use without the rod. And as a result, you find children, teenagers, who rape others younger. A six-year-old boy may rape a five-year-old cousin. A 11-year-old boy may rape a bigger person, 13-year-old woman, and so on. And so you see these things happening. Why are they happening? Because the parents have not used the rod. And because the parents do not use the rod, they taste the whip when they go into prison. Now, it is a sad thing. They behave like horses. In today's paper, you just read of what happened 1 or 2 days ago in Kota Kinabalu, where a group of young people just went round shooting with their air guns, ball bearings at the doors, the glass doors and windows of shops and so on, just to destroy. Now, these are wild horses. They are behaving in that way now. And sometimes we Christians also behave in that way. We behave like horses. When God deals with us, we refuse to accept His discipline. But God disciplines us, God chastens us because He loves us. And we need to understand that. So, be under the Master's direction. Psalm chapter 32 verse 8. Against the 3 verse 18. Be under the Father's discipline. So, we need to read God's word to know the Father's direction as to what we should do, where we should go, how we should behave. And we need to know the Father's discipline. Oh, Hebrews chapter 12 verses 5 to 11. The Father chasteneth whom He will, or whom He wills. And it's because we are His children that He chastens us. So when sometimes we go through testings and chastenings, let us know that it's because God loves us. So, it needs the whip for control. Otherwise, we misbehave ourselves. It needs the bit and the bridle for constraint, or we will rush headlong. Just now, if we do not have the whip, we'll become headstrong. But we need the bit and the bridle so that we will not rush headlong, just rushing into things that we will be sorry for later on. Do not be that. What is this bit? And what is this bridle? Alright. You know, a horse must be controlled by a bit. A metal in its mouth. Small little bit there in its mouth. And the bridle will refer to the whole headgear for the horse. Well, with the bit and the bridle, the rider can control the horse. And therefore, a horse needs a bit and a bridle. And if we are the children of God, we need to be controlled by the Lord. The Lord needs the bit and the bridle to control us. Because these are instruments used to control the body of a horse. James chapter 3 and verse 3. Not only James refers to the bit of the horse, but he also refers to a small rudder in a ship. There's a big ship, but it's the rudder at the end that controls the direction of the ship. So, these things are important. They are placed in our lives for God to control us, that we may go in His direction and under His discipline. To control any way, not only the wholeness of our personality, but also in the little bits here and there in our lives that need to be changed, that need to be conformed to God's will. So these are the things and the areas that we need to surrender to the Lord for control. Right. Thirdly, it needs the hook for compulsion. A hook hooked to the nose of the horse to be pulled, just as you see this hook being put into the nose of water buffaloes and buffaloes to be pulled along. All right. Now, this hook is put into horses for them to carry out God's will and program for the world. For example, Ezekiel 38 verse 4. God says, I will bring forth the horses that is in the day of the Lord. This has not yet come to pass, but it is still future. He will bring forth the horses from all over the earth. Ezekiel 38 verses 2 to 8, 14 to 16. That will be the armies I referred to just now in the prophecy of Jeremiah, when God will call the Babylonians. But this time, God will not be calling the Babylonians. He will be calling the armies from the north to the valley of Hamon Gog, where Gog will be destroyed, and where Gog and his compatriots will be buried. This is known as the Hamon Gog, the valley of Gog, where the multitudes of Gog will perish. Alright? The armies in the North Valley, they will be coming. It refers also to all the kings who today may be neutral, but they will be gathered together at the Valley of Armageddon. Revelation 19:17-19. Where is Armageddon? Some people think that, can you see the Red Sea, the Dead Sea there at the end? Now, somewhere there in that area, the plains of Megiddo, alright, Jezreel. Some people think that that is the place where the Battle of Armageddon will take place. Well, all the countries of the world, the kings will be gathered together at this last battle of Armageddon. And in Joel, is referred to as the Valley of Jehoshaphat. Alright? So, this area, from the top to the bottom, will be the great valley, the plain of Megiddo, where all this battle will take place. This has not come to pass yet. This will take place in future, the last battle, when all these kings will be gathered together for their final battle with the Lord's army. Alright, the horses are coming. I will bring the horses forth. Whether they like it or not, God will put a hook to the noses of the horses, and God will pull them along in order to fulfill His program for the world. But not only from all over the earth will He gather all these horses to the final battle place, but He will also gather them from the bottomless pit. We read of it in Revelation 9 verses 1 to 12. When these evil spirits, they are like locusts shaped like horses, coming out from the bottomless pit, and they will attack. These are the demonic forces. They will attack those people during the time of the great tribulation. They are locusts, like the appearance of horses, as we read in Joel chapter 2 verses 1 to 11. And they will come from the bottomless pit. But the thing is, God will also gather those horses from heaven itself. And from so we see God putting the hooks onto the noses of the horses, pulling them together from all over the world, from the bottomless pit, and now from heaven. They will come horses too. But horses, they are, for example, the appearance of the faithful and true on a white horse, 19:11. That will be the time when the Lord Jesus Christ will come forth on a white horse, when the heavens are opened, and He will come forth. And as He comes forth on the white horse, there will be others following, the armies of the saints following on white horses. And so they've come. Horses. The white horses led by the Lord Himself. And other white horses. Now, whether these are literal or not, that is not for me to say. But definitely, we are coming. Whether we like it or not, we are coming with the Lord. And the Lord is coming very, very soon. And the heavens will be opened, and all the horses will be put up from the earth, under the earth, up in heaven, all coming down. What a glorious scene. These are the signs of the times. Let us be aware. Be quickened to recognize these signs of the times. Right. Summary. What have I been saying? A lot of things. All right. That's why it's important that you go back, either record what I've said on a CD. Mr. Ho was speaking to me this morning that he just does not like all the traffic jams in Penang. Alright, that's quite true. But he also told me that his wife is quite calm, can tolerate all the traffic jam. Well, I also cannot tolerate. What you can do is this. You can record what has been said from my website on a CD, download it on a CD, and when you're caught in a traffic jam, play it and listen to it again. It will be a good, profitable time as you listen to what is said, and more thoughts will sink into your mind. Okay, so summary. What have I said? Be not like the horse, though a horse is speedy. Believe not in the horse, though a horse is strong. Behave not like a horse, because a horse is stubborn. So, in conclusion, be always remembering the Lord of hosts. Psalm chapter 20. Now, let me give you my New Year benediction before we end. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. May the Lord be that to all of you. And may you be prepared to do these things in this coming year of the horse, Chinese New Year. You've got 2 more weeks to make your resolution. And when Chinese New Year comes, make your resolution that you will be just like this, that you will trust the Lord and remember the Lord, especially during this very short period in front of us, when the name of God is threatened. Trust the Lord in all things. Grant, may the Lord grant thee according to thy own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. May you be well. I wish you well. Well, that is the New Year benediction. I have also a New Year banner for you to uphold. Today we talk of banners. We see a lot of protests coming up with banners, posters doing this. Let this banner be yours. We will rejoice in thy salvation. And in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. May this coming year see us put up this banner to set up the name of our God. The name of our God is very important, and it is being threatened. Let us pray for those who fight under the name of our God, who are threatened by the name of our God. Let us put up this banner, all for God and God for us. And finally, we have the New Year belief. What is this New Year belief? Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. The name of God is very important. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Note please 2 areas under this belief that we must stand up for. 1, there is individual confidence. I now know I. Every one of us, individually and personally, may you be able to trust the Lord and trust in his name. But note also there is a mutual reliance. We are risen. We stand upright. Let us not forget our fellow brothers, our fellow sisters in Butterworth Gospel Hall. Let us stand up together and let us maintain the banner of our God in this place. So, with this, I just show you this slide and I do not have to say any more. I wish you well. I wish you a prosperous Chinese New Year. But not in the name, not in the same way as the Chinese greet you. Prosperous Chinese New Year with plenty of wealth and plenty of money. No, I wish you plenty of wellness. And not plenty of money, but plenty of riches in heaven for you. Yes, the house is coming. And with this, we shall end. And if you need to go to my website to find out the notes, and then just copy the URL at the end and then go in. May the Lord bless you all. Let us pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank Thee that we are able to do this study on the horse or the horses. And we thank You that we have learned many lessons from this study. And we do pray that we may take heed, that we may not be stubborn like the horse or just rely on the speed of the horse. But Lord, we may rely upon Thee. We may rely upon Thy name. We may set up Thy name as the banner of our life, that even as we proceed to go on in this year of the horse, we may ride this horse and bring it under Thine control. Ourselves being horses, we may have the bits and the bridle in Your hands, that Thou would lead us in the direction where we should go, and Thou would bring us under Thy discipline, that we may behave as Thou would have us to behave. Help us, O Lord, to be what Thou would have us to be as we commit ourselves to Thee in this Chinese New Year that is coming. But Lord, we are already in the New Year. We pray that even as we carry on with this year, we may be faithful to Thee and to the name of the Lord. In the meanwhile, we pray for all those who are fighting for their name in this country. Lord, we do pray that Thou would be with them and Thou would help them, that Thy name may not be downtrodden, but it may be uplifted and all may be gathered together under Thy name. Lord, bless all Thy people gathered together under Thy name this day, that they may continue to be faithful to Thee, uphold Thy name, and be strong. We ask these things in the ever-blessed and precious name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.